7:20, I find it hard to get out of bed, but this woman in the studio right now has gone to the North Pole. She has gone everywhere. She's the first Middle Eastern woman to do it. She's absolutely amazing. Elham Al-Qassem in the studio
yes.
this morning.
Yay.
Elham, good morning.
Great to be here, guys. Thank
Look,
you.
North Pole. It was until yesterday that I realized you don't climb the North Pole.
So just so you know, Elham, Chris thought that the North Pole was like Mount Everest.
I don't know why
like
I thought
Like you climb
that.
On top of the North
so
Pole.
So I kept going, she's climbed North Pole. And they said to me, you don't climb the North Pole. I'm like, well, what do you do then? You go there. I'm like, oh, okay. Well, I didn't know that.
Yeah, you make it sound so easy, Chris.
How
not
you,
easy, is it, Elham?
Just stroll over? No, no.
How do you get to the North Pole? Like, what do you do? How did you do this? And why did you do this?
He sounds like my mom, who at first, when I said I'm going, was like...
Why?
Was like, there will be avalanche. Don't go, my child.
I think avalanche. That's what I think. I think, like, you know, blizzards and you're going to be skiing and there'll be this huge avalanche coming behind you. How long did it take you to get to the North Pole?
It took 9 days to get there.
Wow.
So I did a last degree expedition, which is when you ski from 89 degrees north latitude to 90 degrees north latitude. And it's cross-country skiing, which means it's, you know, pretty much flat terrain. And you're pulling a sled with all of your equipment.
And your
behind
food.
You, and your food, everything you need to survive. And there are Arctic ice caps. So you're basically floating over the Arctic Ocean and
My
there's
gosh.
Definitely no mountain there.
And so it's complete... It's the complete opposite of a desert. So
complete opposite.
So it's like a desert would be just flat with sand. This is just flat with ice.
Yes.
And you were just walking through it. How long did you train physically to get ready to go to the North Pole? Because that would have been a big thing.
Yeah. It was actually one of the greatest times of my life training for the North Pole. It was about 5 months that I trained.
Yep.
And I started with like 1 hour a day. And by the end, I was training 4 or 5 hours a day.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable.
It was a huge commitment.
All right. We're going to find out why you did it and what you're doing today. She's here to inspire and motivate everybody for Motivational Mondays.